Hello, I'm Dan, and welcome to another podcast of Dan About Thailand. As many of you might know, I've lived and worked in Thailand now for 12 years, spending the first decade in the seaside resort of Pattaya, probably more infamous for the go-go bars and nightlife, but that started to change and there's different tourists there. Yet after a decade, I felt it would be nice to make a change, and I moved to the other side of the Gulf, to Hua Hin, which is a smaller resort, but with bags of potential. There's already a good expat community here, certainly much smaller than Pattaya, but I can see it's an area that's going places, and so it felt right for the media business that I operate to relocate myself there, and better for my kids as well. The air is very clean down here. There's no industry in Hua Hin, and the beaches are very nice. And for me personally, it was to see if I could awaken the potential in this region using the media that we've got. So the expats that live here tend to live in villas out of town, spend much of their time there. And I've been told it's very difficult to stimulate these older guys into getting out of the villa and doing something different, unlike in Pattaya where it has that vibe and expats and tourists want to get out and do as much as possible. So there's a couple of objectives here. And one was to drive some more growth from the media I've got down here. So there's already the national media Thai Visa, but I have Hua Hin Channel TV that plays in the guest rooms in the hotels, and Inspire Hua Hin, which is a online digital product that has a multiple array of platforms, from newsletters, social networks, to website, and it targets the expats here. And its objective for Inspire is what to do, where to go, so trying to get them to do more in the region and help the local business here, and that in turn should help do what my part at least in growing the region. Now, over the last few years, there's been some wonderful investment down here. We've got a world class tennis arena, which is going to attract some international events during 2019. There's water parks. In fact, there's numerous water parks if you include some of the smaller ones, but there's a world-class one now. There's already world-class golf, and every couple of years Hua Hin wins best golfing resort of Asia and Australasia, the Australasia region. So there is some prestige and money here as well. But I've always had a few objectives. The media one's in hand, and we're getting some good growth there, and from being in the region hands-on, it allows me to work with local businesses and really ignite what's going on here. But I thought the catalyst to do that was to stage a gala dinner with a celebrity. It's unheard of to get a famous Western celebrity to Hua Hin. That's been reserved normally for the noisy neighbours of Bangkok and more recently Pattaya. So probably 12 months ago, I thought, okay, let's aim at that objective. Now, last year we worked on bringing Frank Bruno, an ex-heavyweight champion, to Bangkok, and that went really well. 160 people turned up, and it was a very nice atmosphere. Frank was very good and connected with the expats. It was like a very good fit. So this year I thought I would see if I could get a gala dinner with Frank Bruno into Hua Hin and see whether we could shake the region up a little bit and get people out of their villas and out into town. So this is the morning of the event, and I've been down to the hotel to put the final touches, and I'm very pleased to say that we've got 90 guests turn up, so 9 tables of 10. Frank's doing a 45-minute slot on stage, and he's well versed on that, and then we'll do an auction with some memorabilia and raffle, and all in all I hope it turns out to be a very nice event. And really, it's not just about the event, but it's been about the build up to the event, and also in the post work that we do, the video, the photos that show that Hua Hin put on an event of this stature. So I'm hoping it leads to further things during the year. I'm certainly enjoying my time in Hua Hin. My family are as well. As we stand now, I'm out in our garden in our villa. It's very hot. I'll probably jump in the pool in a minute. I really have forgotten what my life was like back in the UK. I'm spoiled, really, and long may that continue. So really, that's my vlog. I just wanted to share what I've been working on recently in Hua Hin in Thailand, and wish me luck for the event tonight. See you next time.